All right, let's get the camera straightened out a little bit. All right, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. What's up, everybody? Hope y'all are doing good. We have a great show for y'all guys today. Want to give a shout-out real quick to the to the 255 listening to the show. Want to give y'all a shout-out. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Guys, this show is different than any other show you have listened to because we are getting deep and we have depth. And I want to let you guys know all the information that you hear is coming in-house. So make sure that you get your crayons out, notebooks out, and do all that. First off, I want to give a shout-out to my chat room dogs. How you guys doing, all my chat room dogs out there? How you doing? Shout-out to all my dogs out there. But also, you know what I always say to all the ladies out there? What's up, girl? You know who you are. What's up, ladies? Anyway, guys, if you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. If you want to call in, if you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're talking to a woman and you throw it off, put a W in there. If you have a text message, T, yada, yada, yada. But also, guys, I ask all you guys out there that are listening to the show, I ask all you guys to take a moment and go ahead and like and subscribe and go ahead and share this information. I appreciate all the likes and all the love, man. Now, for everybody else that's listening to this show, I want to say to you guys out there, if you are brand new to this, I welcome you with open arms. But we ask that you do one thing, to begin to process the depth of the information that we're trying to give you. And we're asking all you guys out there to please get in your cars and go to the dollar store. Go to Walmart. Go anywhere and please get a 100-piece puzzle set. Please get that. Because the only way you're going to be able to understand yourself better is by getting the puzzle piece home, going home. Dump all the puzzle pieces on your table and throw the box away and start to put the puzzle together so you can begin to put yourself together. Okay, guys, that's what we want to say. So shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to all the chat room dogs, everybody in there. Got questions. We have a great, great show for you to go. And we're talking about building your mindset, guys. We're talking about building your mindset. And why do I get excited about this? Because one of the most exciting things that I get for myself is when I create my world, when I create my universe to my specifications. It is nothing like it in the world to create your world, to create your mouthpiece, to create how you talk to women, how you turn women on, how you become smooth, romantic, sensual, sexual, seductive, all these things, how you become a king, how you become a man, how you work on your warrior, how you build it. It is a beautiful thing, and that's what we're going to be talking to you about today. So, gentlemen, if I go too fast, please slow me down and ask a question. If you feel that you don't understand something, gentlemen, please make sure that you go ahead and ask, and I've got you guys. I ask all you guys out there, if you want to call in, please call in. I got you covered. There are no dumb questions, but we've got to stay focused on what's at hand. So let's get into it right now. Gentlemen, imagine a world, because right now you can't imagine this. But imagine a world that you wake up tomorrow. You wake up tomorrow morning and everything has changed. Everything is different. Everything is new because for the first time, or excuse me, not the first time, the second time in your life, because you getting to the egg was the first time. But the second time of your life, that you realize that you are the owner, CEO of your own company. And no longer are you just a regular employee or somebody trying to get a job. You are the top dog. You are the man that is driven by passion, desire, vision, and all these beautiful things in between. But you are the president. You are the owner. You are the CEO of a company called me. Not me, but you as in me, or the company is called you, but I'm saying you as in me. Not me, me, you, me. And I know this might seem like it's far-fetched and it's crazy and all of this other stuff, but when you stop looking at yourself as someone on the street, or you stop looking at yourself as a regular employee that follows somebody else's rules and standards, that of women, that of other guys and YouTubers, that of mom and dad, your church and everything in between, all these things. You stop following somebody's rules and you stop following somebody else's standard that they have placed on you. They have actually placed on you, gentlemen. How great is that? What happens when you see yourself as the only man that creates your rules and your standards on how you operate to the outside world? I want y'all to think about that for a second. How beautiful would that be? Seeing yourself like that. You are the CEO of sex. You are the CEO of pleasure. You are the owner. You are the brand of making her smile. You're the brand of making her blush. You're the brand of her missing you, wanting to see you. What happens when you're like that? In other words, you are the only person that is in complete and utter control of who you are. Your life with a sense of who you are and a sense of self, gentlemen. And the beautiful thing about if you wake up that morning and you realize it, you will then realize that you are not defined by any titles that any other company tries to give you. And you are not confined or boxed in by a certain job description that someone outside of your company tries to box you in. But instead, you are in total control of who you are and how you operate. Wouldn't that be the beautiful thing to live, gentlemen? Wouldn't that be a lovely thing, okay? Wouldn't that be able to, okay? Okay? And give me a second. Sultan, this is the last time, your last warning. This is your last warning. Please leave the women alone in here. The women in here are here just to see how men operate. Please stay focused and mind your own fucking business, okay? Okay, all right, let me do you a favor. This ain't for you. I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors. Goodbye. He's gone. I'm sorry, ladies. I apologize for that. You're welcome. Sit back, ladies, and let us men talk. But anyway, as I said to you guys out there, I appreciate you guys. Y'all want to call in? We got you covered. We appreciate you guys. Lines are open. But let me continue. What I'm saying is that what if you became the owner of who you are? And the owner of who you are, and the owner of how you operate, and the owner of how you think doesn't have your initials at the top. It has a logo. And on that logo is when they see that logo, it describes the company as a whole. And they will see the logo, but they will try to figure out, they will try to define your logo, gentlemen, because they will not understand your logo. They will try to box it in. They will try to box it out. They will try to comprehend through their perception your logo. But it is your logo, and the only way to get clarity, vision, and understanding of that logo that is atop of your building, they must turn in a resume to prove that they are worthy enough to understand your logo. What if you had that power, gentlemen? What if you had that power, gentlemen? And I'm showing you, you have that power. What if in that logo, as they get to know you, they realize that you are very clear and very concise about what it is you want from yourself and what that brand name, that fingerprint is all about. And they can see success in there and they can see what you are. What if you can wake up that way? But this is what we're talking about. You can wake up that way tomorrow. And that's what we're going to be talking about and discussing today. But there are things that you must answer for yourself. I can't answer for you. I can't answer for you. But what we want you to do is get your notebooks out. All you guys, get your notebooks out, please. Notebook time. Get your notebooks out. Because I'm going to ask you the question, or you can write the question down and answer it later. You don't have to answer right now. But just write it down, gentlemen. Just write it down, okay? You don't have to answer it right now, but just write it down. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask. This is the beautiful thing about this show. We're all about participation. We're all about showing you a different side of game that you have never seen before. And we're going to push you. So, gentlemen, get your paper out. And what I'm going to ask you is a few questions, gentlemen, okay? I'm asking all you guys, if you had your blueprint and you rolled that blueprint out, you rolled out your blueprint, okay? And you are talking to your construction workers in your mind that are about to build this foundation and build upon this foundation, maybe a castle, maybe a building, whatever you have in your mind, and they need guidance. But what I'm asking you guys is, what is your definition? If you're talking to yourself, what is your definition of being a man? And what is your definition of being a successful man? Write that down. What is your definition of being a man and being a successful man? And listen, gentlemen, don't have to answer that in the chat room. This is personal for you. Don't share this information. This is something I want you to just write down in your notebook. And if you don't understand, it's okay. Because some of the questions I'm asking is hard to answer because we're creating for you. So just take your time. You don't have to answer right now. I don't want to stress you out, okay? I just want you guys to just write them down or write the answer. That's all I want you to do. But this information shall never be shared with anybody. That's why I don't want you to put it in the chat. Don't put it in the chat, okay? Just do that, okay? I want you guys to write it down. I want you to write it down. But beside the question, what I want you guys to do, now that is not, see guys, y'all thought I was going to tell you just write something down. No, motherfucker. No, motherfucker, what we want you to do, all I want you to do is either write the question or the answer. But beside that, what I want you to do is when you have your answer, you're not done. Because, see, right now, see, for a lot of you guys, you are taught to just answer a question and you just answer it. But what we want to do is if we want our contractors or our construction workers to build us the proper way, there's more information they're going to need. So when I ask you this question, gentlemen, give space in everything, okay? Give space, okay? Either write the question out, write the answer out. But then what I want you to do is underneath your answer, put a W and a line. Put a W and a line under that. Because once you give yourself the answer, not me, because it's not about me. This is about you expanding your mindset. So the first thing you must answer is why you have your answer. What is the reason behind your answer? So if I, or not I, but a woman pulls back the curtain of said answer, there is an answer to that answer. So gentlemen, if you don't know, just put a W, okay? And I just want y'all to understand this. Just put a W. But in order for you to understand where we're going, these are the things. You got to answer the question. And then below the question, you've got to know your why behind said answer. Or that is technically not an answer. But we have to make sure you understand your why. Now, behind, underneath that answer, I want you put a D under that answer. Because, gentlemen, here's the next question you got to ask. Because if she challenges that why, how are you going to defend that answer? Put a D for defend. So you're answering the question. And then below that, you're asking yourself, you got to have your why. And then underneath that, you must defend that answer. And it's not defending it to yourself, but it is standing on whatever it is you're defending. You are just positioning to protect the answer. Your why, okay? Your why, okay? So we must have why to both. You got to have why to everything, visitor. Everything. Everything. Everything is a why. But I'm just saying to you guys right now, I'm trying, just follow what I'm saying. I'm not trying to complicate this. I ask the question, just give me your answer. And under your answer, tell me why that answer is the reason your answer. And then underneath that answer, I want you to write, how are you going to defend that answer when you are challenged on that answer? The next thing I want you to do from that answer is I want you guys out there to write a S. And I want you to write down, how are you going to stand on that answer? How are you going to stand on it? That means that, are you adamant enough to lose her over the answer? Lose your parents. Lose your friendships. Are you adamant enough to lose it? But you got to talk about what your standard is. What is your standard of defending whatever it is you're writing, to know your why, to answer it? Write it down. It's only for you and you only. You are your own president and CEO. You know your answer. This is not for me to answer. This is for you to answer. You write it down. How are you going to stand on that shit? Meaning that if anybody comes and tries to huff and puff and blow down whatever I just created, what am I going to be moved by that person? How are you going to stand on that? And last but not least, now, gentlemen, y'all just write this down. You don't have to answer this. You can come back to this. But after that answer, gentlemen, put an E underneath that, because how are you going to take initiative and action to be able to explain your main answer at the top? How do you express it? Because even in your way you express it, you still got to understand you must defend it. You must stand on it. Then you must defend it. Then you must know why you're saying it. And that's the importance. Guys, y'all want to call in. The lines are open. If you want to call in, we're chopping it up. But I'm asking you guys to go ahead. Now, that's just one question. We're not done. We asked you to define what is manhood to you and what is a successful man. But here's something I want to ask you guys this. if you are looking at your grave, what do you want to be known for? When if you're looking at your grave and all the women that you've been fucking are just all in black and they're crying because, oh, you're gone out of their life. They missed that dick. I want to know, if you looked at your tombstone, you answer to yourself, what is it that you want to be known for? And once you answer that question, go to your why, go to your defense, go to your stand on it, and go to your expression. What is it that you guys want to be known for? If everybody's around your grave, all them fine-ass women crying over their dick, what do you want to be known for, okay? Write that down. Just write it down. Don't have to answer the question. We got a lot to talk about. I want you to write this down, guys, to yourselves. The next thing I want you to ask yourselves that's very important in all of this is, what does conquering look like to you? What does it mean to conquer? And I'm not just talking about success, fear, confidence, anxiety. I'm saying conquer as a whole. What does conquering look like to you? Not to me. What does it look like to you? And when you have your answers, you got your things you got to write down. Now, again, guys, you don't have to answer these questions. You can go back and listen to this. But you must be able to answer these questions. Okay? What if your mindset was your business or company? How would you run said business or company? Don't ask. Don't tell us. I don't want to know. Do not tell me. Write it down. Write it down, okay? I need you guys to write it down, okay? Just write it down and go through the steps that we went over, okay? Write it down and go through the steps that we went over, guys. This is, guys, I want y'all to listen. These are important, okay? The next question I'm asking you is, once you establish your mental company, gentlemen, how are you going to run it? How are you going to run your mental company? It's here. You, how are you going to run it? Don't just answer the question. Why? Defend. Stand on. Express. Take your time. Now, listen, guys, this is a lot. These are, listen, again, nobody's talking this way to you guys. But what I'm saying to you guys today, it's important. Don't rush this. Take your time. Take your time. This is not a rush deal. This is just me asking you simple questions that I'm forcing you to ask yourself and to come up with your own answer. All right? Let me get the super chat. OPO. Thank you. I think I know if I say it right. OPO. I guess it's right. Thank you. I appreciate this. I appreciate this. Thank you. Hey, congratulations, man. Great. Congratulations. Wait, let me give you a clap. Hold on, let me see if I do that shit. There you go. Good job, young man. Welcome. I welcome you, man. I welcome you. I appreciate it. Much love. Thank you for that. Now, listen. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Now that you have your building, you have your foundation, you got your building set up, let me ask you this question. What is your main product, or what services do you have to offer? What I'm saying is, how many floors do you have in your building? And now listen, this is a deep question. How many floors do you have in your building? And what's on every floor? And what is the product? And what does it offer? Okay, let me slow down because I'm going too deep. Let's slow it down. Okay. First question is how many levels or floors in your building? Okay? Once you have your number, then on a side sheet of paper with that answer, you need to write, if it's five floors, write five answers, five whys, five defends, 5 stand-ons, and 5 expresses. Because what we want to know is, on every floor, what does the product that you have on that floor, what is the main product, and what does it offer the woman? You know this. And if you, listen, it's okay. If you have one floor, that's okay. If you're just building, it's okay. But this is the thing that you must be able to answer. And once you answer those questions, then you got to tell us why, defend, stand on, express, okay? So again, just take your time, guys. Take your time, all right? Take your time, and you don't have to answer it right away, okay? Just take your time, okay? Relax. This is not a quiz that you are passing and failing. You just have to answer it in your way and only for you. This is your secret. This is none of my business or nobody else's business but yours. This is your business. Nobody else's business but your business. Okay? But let me ask you this. When it comes to your fingerprint, where do you want to place it? Do you want to place it high up on top of the building so the world can see it? Do you want it on your front door so when they open up the thing, they can see it right there? Or when they walk inside that building here, do they see your logo? Because that logo is your vision, your mission, and your legacy statement. So where do you want your fingerprint to be? Do you want it high at the top? Do you want it in front of the door, or do you want it behind the secretary of your building, right behind, like this painting? It should be like right there that will express and define you without you having to say anything. What is it? And when you answer that question, gentlemen, like I said before, answer the question, know the why, defend, stand, express. But take your time. Don't rush it. This is not a rushed thing, okay? This is not rushed because you are nothing but greatness and beauty. So we want to take our time because we want to make sure that you have answers only for you and nobody else but you, okay? This is what we're talking about, okay? All right? Now that you have created and started to build this beautiful castle, building, whatever you choose to build, because it's your world, it's not mine. Whatever you choose to build, okay? Okay? What happens now, and I ask you, what happens if you then start taking over the operations of this company, the direction of the company, and your vision for this company? Okay? Think about what I'm saying. All these things right now, for a lot of you, you feel that these things are outside of you or outside of your hands. But let me tell you something. Even though you may feel like these things are outside of your hands or outside of you, what's not out of your hands is actually you. See, right now I'm asking you questions that you might get nervous or feel like a lot of pressure. And it may feel like these things, oh my God, how do I answer these? I can't come up with these things. This is out of my hands. But what I'm saying to you, the number one thing that's not out of your hands, gentlemen, is you. Okay? See, unfortunately, for a lot of you guys, okay, right now you're working for the woman. You're working to please the woman. You're working to kiss the woman's ass, and you're working to get between her legs. But as a man and an owner of your company, you are not an employee of her. So you're not working for her fucking ass, and that's your damn problem. Because all your life, all you've been doing is setting yourself to be the employee of the woman versus coming at her as the owner of your building. You are her employee, and that's why you get treated the way you do, because your mindset is sitting and setting you as somebody that you're working for said woman. And I don't need you. I don't want you, but it's up to you. You should never see yourself as an employee to a woman. You are not working for her. Remember, you're creating what I'm showing you. You're building something. You don't work for her, meaning that you don't have to follow her standard of what she expects you to do, because most of you will never get the raise at her company. Most of you guys will never get promoted in her company. All you're going to do is work in her building to get fired or look for another job. Think about what I'm saying. We're getting deep. Nobody talks about this. We're getting deep today. Nobody talks about this, okay? Nobody talks about this. Thank you. I appreciate that, FOA, for the love. Listen to what I'm saying. Nobody does or thinks this way. When you're looking at a woman and you're looking at sex and you're letting her rent space in your mind, you are the employee of her. You are waiting to either get fired or you're waiting to look for another job in another woman's building. But what if you're the building and she's got to come through those goddamn doors for you? That's what I'm talking about today, guys. That's what we're talking about today. Because as a man, you don't work for anybody else. Now, please understand, mentally, you go to your fucking job. Don't quit your fucking job. I didn't mean that in the world. I'm saying here. Because at the end of the day, your building, gentlemen, your mind, gentlemen, your thoughts, gentlemen, how you think, how you behave, and how you move is yours to own and control. You have the only set of fucking keys in that building, and nobody can get in that building but you. You don't give those keys away. It's your keys. Your keys. But for a woman to be a part of your life, she has got to work 9 to 5 and put in some fucking overtime if she even thinks of getting a raise or a promotion, because she is expendable, because there are so many that will want to get into that building when you create the building and know why you have the building and could defend that building and be able to stand on that building and be able to express that building. Because as a man, you have a clear vision of who you are, with a desire to impact those that are lucky enough to come inside your building. You can choose to be the owner of your, not only your life, gentlemen, but also the owner of your own fucking company that you create. And gentlemen, not just one building. You can create several buildings. You can have a building for only your culinary school. You can have your own building for your drug lab, your building for your studio. You can expand and create whatever it is you want to expand, whatever it is you want to create, because you are the only one that holds the keys to this building. Nobody gets in the building without your permission. Nobody gets to go upstairs until they fill out the application and they are being asked for a second interview with your HR department, your warrior, making sure that you are the right fit for the company, because we have to make sure that you're perfectly fit for the company. And if she's not fit for the company, she will be dismissed. She will be dismissed. Yes. Wait, you ever see the Prince list? What I love you is that he said, fuck everybody. You got to prove to me that you're worth the list. Exactly. It's just like the Prince list. Absolutely, sir. I sent you what I wrote on how different I am from everyone else. I said, listen, stop. Will you please listen? Don't send me shit. Don't send me shit. This is why you're failing, because you're not following instructions. Don't send me shit. I don't want to check it out. It's none of my business. This is your problem. You're looking for me to give you approval. Stop looking for approval from me. I am not your father. Stop looking for approval from another man. Jesus Christ, man. Fuck. Anyway, as the owner of your company, you must understand there are no days off. You are 25 hours, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday, maintaining the peak performance of said building. And every department that you have created, that you have, you layer the levels in the building. You must make sure that there is peak performance across all your departments. Like for me, my culinary school, my studio, my film room, my lab, my detective, my scribe, my library, my weight room, all these things that I have for myself, my Senate, my marketing team, all these things. Gentlemen, there are no days off, because if you want to take a day off, this ain't for you. This ain't for you if you want to take a day off. This is not for you if you want to take a day off. This is not for you if you want to take a day off. What I'm saying is that you must maintain performance of every area in your life. You can't slack off. There is no slacking off. Because these things could be your heart, your lungs, your fucking pancreas, your fucking kidney. These can be the same connected things that you must have peak performance of yourself to be healthy. You must look at these things the same way. This is your life, not my life, your life. But also not just looking for the peak performance. There must be a level of professionalism, okay? And holding yourself to a certain standard just for the woman that is country and Western. We're talking about the goth, the rock, the pop, the metal, the hip hop, the alternative, the jazz, the blues. Every woman, you are the letter A or the number one. You never change the standard for anybody. They must conform to your standard, and your expectations. And these things must be in line, and they must be consistently consistent. The expectation, and what we'll do probably Sunday, we'll continue more of this to talk about expectation. Because right now we're trying to build. We're trying to build. If y'all want to call in, please call in. If you got a question, please ask a question. We got you covered. We're breaking this game down. Nobody's talking about this. And this is why we're doing it, because we always want to show you what we are and how we are and why we are. Being the owner of you, okay? Before or during the construction of you in your mind, it is all about not just upholding, but standing on a set of principles and a set of values that are consistently consistent with how you move in the world, okay? Your reputation is everything, but it is okay to have a bad reputation. It's okay to be a ladies' man. It's okay to be a whore and a slut. It's okay to be a womanizer. Be whatever the fuck you want to be as long as you stand on the value and the principle of what you are, okay? You are not here to explain yourself to anybody. They must understand you. But if they've got a problem with what you're doing and what you're saying, then dismiss them. Fire them, move on from them, okay? Fire them, move on from them, gentlemen. This is the game that we're talking about. But you must understand at your core, there are several departments, but there is one you. There are several departments, but there's one you because these departments are a representation of who you are because you're the main product. You are the fentanyl. You are the cocaine, you are the weed, you are the fucking meth, you are the crack rock. You are everything because you are your knowledge, your skills, and your motherfucking experience demands these things. So if she wants to sample you, she must understand that it is all about you. And she is a perk until she is lucky enough to be rewarded a title by you. Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying. Guys, you have any questions, put a Q in there. If you don't understand, we got you covered. Well, can you explain the difference between keeping a boundary and not allowing someone to raise their voice and be disrespectful and stonewall? Well, what I'm saying to you, as I say to any guy, that it's not about the boundary. The boundary is nothing but a boundary if there's no fucking formation or no there's no repercussions of said boundary. As I told you before, if you create the boundary, you must know why the boundary is set. You've got to defend it. You've got to stand on it. You've got to express it. But in your case, you also have to know and understand that if somebody challenged said boundary, what are the repercussions? And see, the problem is, as a woman, your emotions will always override your logic. So, but I say this for my guys. But I answer your question, but I say for you guys out there, This is important. It's a great question asked, and now I'm answering it. But I'm saying for you guys out there, this is where your logic's got to come in at. This is where you got to check your fucking feelings and your emotions at the door and handle shit. Because these women are going to test the foundation of your building all the time. And if you are in your fucking feelings, you are already going to get that building toppled. Period. Guys, you have questions, go ahead and ask. We got you covered. Y'all want to call in. The lines are open. 563-999-3056 is the number. Now, gentlemen, I can't answer this question for you, but you must answer this because it's one of the hardest things. It's the easiest thing to do, but it's the hardest thing to turn around and start doing because most of you guys – I'm challenging you to be a better man. Some of you don't even know what a man is, but I'm challenging you to change your mindset by figuring out how you, not me, how you are going to run your motherfucking company. Okay? How are you going to run it? How are you going to run you? You are no longer an employee of her. That means you're not kissing her fucking ass and begging her, trying to get her over your fucking house like some weird, creepy motherfucker. Because as the owner of your life, you no longer have the mentality of an employee. You no longer have the mentality as an employee. Okay? No longer do you have that mentality. And what I am saying to you guys, what do I mean by that? Your mentality. All your decisions are based on being a fucking boss, not a bitch. And this is why, as a boss, an owner, a king, a god, an emperor of your life, gentlemen, you must run your company clear and concise. And you must manage your day-to-day operations, not taking a day off. There are no more days off. You are more than the motherfucking owner. You are not just the CEO. You are also the COO. You are also the CFO. You are the manager director. You are the administrator. You are the fucking mail clerk that pushes information. You are all things. You are your marketing department. You are in charge of your public relations. You are in charge of your studio. You're in charge of your photo department. You are in charge of your video department. You are in charge of the communication department. You are in charge of your finances and accounting department. You are in charge of your research and developing team. You are in charge of all these things. Nobody else is in charge but you. And this is why you are able to demand what it is you should be demanding from a woman, because a woman is not, or does not have this depth, because they have not been challenged this way before. They are just sitting around being accepted for what the fuck they bring as far as their ass, titties, and makeup. They're not being challenged, but they are being challenged by men. And that's why they hook themselves to these men. Because these men are challenges of everything. You are not just those departments, gentlemen. You are everything. You are the electricity of the company, because without you, the company cannot function. You are the main source of everything, because without you, there is no company. Okay? You are everything. But how are you going to operate you? I didn't say shit about her, because you shouldn't be giving a fuck about her. How are you operating you? That's the question. How are you operating you? How are you pushing yourself to be better? How are you operating you? But how are you assessing things? Are you going to sit in your boardroom and have evaluation performances for these said departments? Are you going to sit down your CFO of your company to see if he's performing his duties right? Because if he's not performing his duties right, it's going to have a domino effect on your CFO, which has a domino effect on your managing director, to have a dominant effect on your administrator. If it's going to have a dominant effect on your marketing department, if it's going to affect your public relations, it's going to affect your money and your accounting, your finance department. Everything is connected, and if one thing is fucked up, it is going to have ramifications on everything, and this is why you got to be up on your shit all the time by giving performance reviews of yourself. Are you sitting at your communication department and you're asking them, how are you performing for me? What are the standards that you have today that's different tomorrow? What are you bringing to me? How are you going to improve me? I need to look at the annual reports. How are we fucking growing? And if we're not growing, that means there's somebody in this goddamn department that's got to get their fucking ass fired. Is my price and my stock, is it rising or is it fucking falling? Is my stock rising to where I'm getting more women? Or as I'm falling, I ain't getting shit. There's heads have got to roll. Heads have got to roll, but you are the only one that can do it. Nobody else can do it. 917, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir, how can I help you, sir?
Yo, I just want to say this channel is inspiring. This
the real deal right here. We got a lot of phonies on this YouTube shit, those red pillars. This that real. This that black coffee, no sugar. Straight to the point.
Okay, but you have a question or anything, big dog?
Nah, dog. I just want to say big ups to you. Keep doing your thing. Keep this shit popping because that's what it is.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much. We'll throw you in. Thank you, 917. Appreciate the kind words. All right, let's continue, you guys. Let's continue. Y'all can call in. We got you guys. If y'all want to call in, you can. We accept 563-999-3056. If you got a question, please put it in there. But we're breaking down some stuff that nobody's trying to get y'all to see. Okay? But as you are doing these performance evaluations of your scribe, of your detective, of your warrior, of your studio, of your engineers in that studio, your film room, the guys that handle it all, as you are doing performance evaluations and stuff, you must know the standard that you have for these things. What are the expectations that you have for yourself to work under said conditions? And these are not the standards that are expected of you by an employer. No, these are the standards and these are the performances, guys, that you must outline and abide by, live by, die by this shit. There are no obligations or anything because you are building yourself and you're building your reputation, you're building your standard, and you are separating yourself from 98% of these fucking average motherfuckers out here. You got to move better than that. You got to think better than that. And if you move and think better than that, you win. You win. But you got to ask yourself that question. I cannot answer this stuff for you. This is stuff that you have to answer for yourself. These are what everything is. See, your commitment, there must be a commitment, and it's the one thing that most of y'all don't have. But the commitment is not just a commitment because most of y'all try to commit to yourself, but you don't make the right commitment because there is no pursuit in your standard and your square to be the top motherfucking dog, to have excellence, to show the woman that you are the kind of man that has to work hard to get my motherfucking ass. Why? because I am the man that is always pursuing excellence. I am pursuing excellence. What are your standards of your performance? How are you creating this thing? Because when you create excellence, you can share excellence with women versus beg them for shit. How are you going to serve them the excellence that you hold? How are you building your mindset? Because at the end of the day, it's not pleasing the woman. It's truly pleasing your shareholders that run said company. You have an obligation to your mind, your company, and to your shareholders and all these motherfuckers to be better. Because that's the demand. And this is a performance that you must sit down and look at all the time. Where are the weaknesses of my company? I've got to determine the next steps that I'm going to do to move forward. Because in order to move forward, I'm just not going to be complacent. I'm going to raise the stakes and move my mind to the next level. To the next level. Okay? Dev, if you called into the show, I didn't see it. Call into the show. I'll bring you in. I understand. You did not call in. Call in and I will answer the phone. Just call in right now. Call in and I bring you in. Call in right now and give me your area code and I will bring you in. Next question. You told me to be accountable and take responsibility for my last name, my fingerprint, but I've never looked at myself as a company to be accountable and progressive. That's a statement. Okay. Well, okay. I'm just showing you a statement. Shout out to my dog, Sir Ism. How you doing, Ism? Shout out to you, man. Much love to you, brother. But whoever that this dollar, whatever your name is, call in or keep it moving because I'm teaching the class. You call in, I'll check, I'll bring you in. But I'm going to keep pushing because I know motherfuckers like you just talk shit and don't do shit. You must conduct performance reviews of your sexuality. You must conduct performance reviews of your romantic team, your sensual team, your sexual team, your smooth team, your seductive team, your kinky team, your dirty team, your naughty team, your nasty team. All these things you must be able to sit down and determine. What are the next steps that we're going to do to move forward to be better than what we are? You ain't ready for tomorrow or next week. If you got to do it on a monthly thing, start on the months. And then as you trust the months should turn into weeks, and the weeks will turn into days, gentlemen. That's how game works. Months to weeks to days, okay? That's how game works, okay? Just to let y'all know. That's how game works. Very important to understand this, gentlemen. But when looking in the mirror, gentlemen, when looking in the mirror and you are talking to that CEO or CFO of yourself, when you're looking in the mirror of yourself and you want to move forward in the company, what is your vision for the company of the future? What is your vision of that month, that week, or that day, depending on where level of game you're on? If you are new to this, it's going to be the month, okay? It won't turn into weeks yet, but as you start to trust your narrative, the months will turn into weeks that will turn into days. But what is your vision of being? Because if your vision is about sex, you've automatically failed. What is your vision about? This is the question that you have got to ask yourself. What is your vision about? but also you must be able to write down on a piece of paper your mission statement, and you should be able to express that mission statement to every person that you're fucking with. But most importantly, and I say this especially to you young motherfuckers, especially to you young motherfuckers, hell, all you motherfuckers, y'all missed the point on this shit. Today is the first day. It is up to all you guys. Wait, hold on. Let me go ahead. Wait a second. Let me go ahead and get my thing, because y'all know a lot of people like to steal our shit and take our talking points. So let me go ahead and mark this. Guys, marking this again. You know, everything we're doing right here, we're marking, because nobody is teaching this kind of game anywhere. So I have to mark it, all right? So here's a big question. It's a major question for all you guys out here, because all you guys like to waste time. And all you guys think that you have tomorrow coming to you, so you are lazy and you put things off. And for that, well, let me go ahead. For that, what I'm saying to you guys, the question I'm asking you, is for the first time in your life, you're going to ask yourself this question, and it is a weird question to ask, but it is a very important question to ask. If you are out of high school, this is a major important question to ask. And if, it doesn't matter if you're 20, between 20 and 30, 30 and 40, 40 and 50. You have got to ask this question, and you have got to write this down. How do you, as your own man, envision living how you are going to live for the next 5 to 10 years? How do you, what is your 2-year plan? What is your 5-year plan? What is your 7-year plan? What is your 10-year plan of what you want to be? But don't just write what it is you want to be. Excuse me. Don't just write down what you need to be. Write the action plan, okay? Write the action plan of what it is you need to be, okay? Write down the action plan. What is your action plan for 2 years from now? What are your steps that you are going to take to hit that 2-year mark? Because most of y'all don't even have an action plan, because your parents never fucking told you. People around you never told you, because fucking losers don't have this kind of thought. What do you want to be in 2 years? But it's not what you're going to be in 2 years. What are the fucking steps that you're going to take to get to where you want to be in 2 years? As I said before, there has got to be a sense of urgency for you guys. We are, as I always say, and I'm the only one that says that, we are in the 5th month and the 21st day of the year, and you guys have wasted 5 months and 21 days because you don't have an action plan or said steps to meet said action, and that's why you are where you're at right now. 407, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, so I had a question. So I've been seeing this woman casually for like the last month. And this morning after we had sex, she basically asked me if I wanted something serious. So I told her that, you know, I kind of wanted to just keep things how they are. And she just sent me a message that she doesn't think she'll be able to continue what we had because
Wait, hold on. Congratulations. Hey, send her the consolation prize. Tell her, hey, take care of yourself. I wish you the best in your endeavors. And if you change your mind and you want to suck my dick again, the door will always be open. You wish her well. You tell her, hey, listen, I understand what you're saying, and I wish you to be. Go out there and find Mr. Wright. Go find that guy. Good luck to you. And guess what? When and if you change your mind and you want to get back on his dick, you know where to find me. Period.
All right. Yes, I'll do that.
That's it. That's it. See, you're being challenged right now, and you don't realize it because this is what these women fucking do. They want to challenge you because they're trying to force you into a fucking relationship. and she's trying to dangle her pussy and her time, and that pussy and her time to a man is not so fucking what? You're not the only fucking pussy in the block, and I can find other women. So if you want to go, there's the fucking door. I will not hold you back or stop you. Go find Mr. Right. Good luck to you. I hope you find him. And if and when you change your mind, get your candle maker so he can go ahead and light the candle so she can find her way back home. I'm serious.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm serious. Yeah, so let her know. Let her know that, look, hey, I just want to talk to you real quick. Don't type this shit. You call. Don't go do it right now because you ain't ready to do that shit. You call and say, hey, listen, I read what you said, and my answer, shout out, Miles. I got you, Miles. I was going to shout you out. Give me a second, Miles. I'm about to shout you out. What I'm saying is that my answer is that I needed to talk to you because typing this is not only a disservice to you, but it is a form of disrespect, in my opinion. Because remember, when you get fired from a job, do they just give you a piece of paper, or do they bring you upstairs? And hey, as you go upstairs, the security guard takes your car, your key, and they give you a box and say, "Get the fuck out." So this is what we're saying. This is what we're saying. That this warrants me to talk to you. I just want to let you know. I understand what you're saying, and I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you find what you're looking for. And if you ever change your mind and you want to get back on this dick, you let me know. That's it.
All right.
But don't
good.
Type.
I'll do that.
Hey, listen.
All right.
If you call her and you get her answer machine, just leave the voice message. Because you know she's thinking you're
right.
Weak. Oh, she'll come back. No, baby, I'm trying to save our love and our relationship, girl. I'll give you the relationship. Nah, fuck that. You let her fucking ass go. Let her go and wish her well. Don't be in your fucking feelings. Let her go. But you call her.
All right, I'll do that.
And tell her.
Yep.
You do that shit, okay? And get back, okay?
All right.
Let us know.
All right, thanks, Steve.
All right, man. Respect. Right. Yeah, there you go. All right, shout out to real quick to my dog, Miles. Hope you're doing good in Miami, brother. Shout out to you, man. We got love for you. Miles, you'll be in tomorrow. We know you will. But shout out to my dog, Miles Cunningham, man. Yeah, hashtag real game, no theory. That's what we're talking about, man. No, C-Dog, I'm not cold. I'm being real. As I told you guys earlier, if y'all were listening to the show, I was driving. I am so real. I'm telling you, I will have a lost and found box of all the women's shit. And if she wants to find her shit, here's the lost and found. You go find the shit you want. I'm not playing, dog, because it's all about me. It is all about me. And guess what? I would have king, but he ain't ready for that part of the game. He ain't ready for that part of the game, okay? I'm saying that for this guy right here, if he's impeaches, I don't know if he's the one doing it. I'm just answering his question. Air code 346, sir. How can I help you? What's your question, sir?
Yeah, hello, Steve.
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, today I went to holler at 10 women, and I got rejected by all of them using your pickup line.
I don't have pickup lines. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Excuse
I think you called
me.
The wrong show. I don't give pickup lines, so go ahead and find the pickup line you want. You're in the wrong place. I'll let you go. I don't use pickup lines. He must be talking about somebody else. We don't use no fucking pickup lines. Anyway, let's continue. What I'm saying to you guys out there, I'm saying to all you guys, that before we continue where I'm going with, or we finish what I'm saying, is that never let a woman try to corner your ass in there. As long as you keep it a buck with her and let her know. See, this is why I keep telling you guys. This is why when they say that, you know what, I'm not going to clean for you. I'm not going to cook for you. I ain't doing that shit, but we can fuck. That's when you say absolutely. Because once shit goes down, we are not changing what the fuck we are. And either you're going to accept your role and your place in my world, or there's the fucking door. I don't need you. As soon as you're walking out, I promise you, you have someone new coming in. And guys, I know it's going to sound harsh, but listen to me. There are women out there that have the same thing. That's why I keep telling you guys, when a woman cuts you off, they forget about you because they have options with other guys. And that's not a bad thing. It's not for me to shame them or anything. That's just what it is. But what I'm saying to you guys is that we have them too as men. So if you want to go, I will, hey, good luck. But I like I told that young man, do not send her a text message. You call her as a man and give her the out process to let her know, listen, I enjoyed the time we spent together. You know what I mean? I enjoyed the time we spent together. And I understand where you're coming from. Yes, if you want to relate, like I keep telling you, this is why I offer her to see other people. If you want a relationship, find what the fuck you're looking for. You're not going to get that with me. I am not here to stop you. I am here to help you. I will, as I told you in the car today, I am here as you're sucking my dick. I will look over his resume for you and let you know if he's worthy enough to be in a relationship with. I got your back. I got you covered. But for a lot of you guys, y'all got to keep it a buck with these women. Man, I'm telling you, no. You let her ass know and you let her ass go. That's it. You let her know. And you let her go. I wrote something down that I told myself, but I want to tell you what I wrote it down. What did I say? I was driving and doing some. Oh, yeah. Yes. Hey, guys, write this down. As a man, well, this is going to be in the book, but never complain and never explain. Never complain and never explain. You don't need to complain to her or try to argue with her. If she wants to go, there's the door. But I am not here to explain myself to you. This is what I am, and if I choose to change my mind, I will. But if you don't like it, goodbye. There's the door. If you want me to be something else, goodbye. There's the door. If you feel like I'm wasting your time, goodbye. There's the door. See, guys, what y'all don't understand, the reason why women leave you guys is because as soon as they challenge you and say, well, I want something more from you, and you give them what the fuck they want, then they lose respect for you. The ones that they love are the ones that say goodbye. If you like this shit, take your ass on. I don't need you in my life. We're good. And you know what? I'm going to be fine with or without you. Believe me. Have you met me? And guys, when you're living this way, they already know what the fuck we are. So we don't have to explain ourselves to them. We don't have to explain ourselves. If you want to change things, by all means, change them. Because I'm sure that sucker you want that relationship with, oh, he's butter. He's clay. I really feel that if you're looking to change things, come over, get on this dick, and we can discuss it. Because if you want to change things, I think that it's very admirable of you that you want to take that relationship to the next level. And yes, you should go ahead and tell that sucker, because that surface dweller will do whatever you want. So by all means, go ahead and do it. You have my blessing. I hope things work out for you. I'm serious. I think y'all think I'm fucking joking. I'm dead serious. Fuck that. Are you kidding me? I'm serious. I'm not joking. The best thing you can do to a woman is let their fucking ass go. And they should know they got one foot out of the door. They should know with you, they ain't got both feet in. They got one foot out that goddamn door. Please, I'm begging you, fuck up. Please give me B game. Please give me C game. Please, I can't help but to beg you. Please, please try to challenge me. And please try to tell me how I should operate me. Please do that. I just need a reason. That's all I need. Give me one. Because after I send you on your way, oh, no. It's like the wrestlers always say, after you get the title shot and you want to get a rematch, You got to get your ass back at the end of the line. You don't get to move up and stay. You don't get your same position when you walk out. When you walk out, you got to get your ass to the end of the line. But see, y'all guys only talk to women that way. And I know that guy's, well, Steve, that's so mean. That's so cruel. Oh, my God, Steve, why can't y'all talk it out? And, Steven, why can't y'all go to counseling and try to work? Man, fuck you. I'm not doing that shit. I am the fucking opportunity. And if you guys don't think this way, then, cave. I guess, cave. Give her what she wants. Give her what the fuck she wants. Kiss her ass and beg her. Give her what she wants. But this is why I am telling you, my thing is I am trying to succeed what the fuck I am. I am driving myself to my future. Who is better than defining what you are than you? Don't let a woman define you, because they will define you and they will mark you and they will shape you and they will throw you away, because women hate dating themselves. All you motherfuckers, well, we started dressing the light because that's something she wanted. Y'all know the time. I mean, you motherfuckers, y'all see outside. You see couples dressing the light and shit. This shit is funny to me. They dress like two peas in a pod. Yeah, hey, wait a second. Jess, that's right. Y'all do have a... I'm not saying you don't. I'm not saying you don't. But here lies the problem, Jessica. You only got surface dwellers. You get a batch of zebras. That's all you got. You ain't got no lions in that motherfucking pile. You got a bunch of zebras that's going to do exactly what you asked them dumb motherfuckers to do, and they're going to do that shit. You see what I'm saying? They're going to do that shit. You know what I mean? They're going to be like that, okay? Yeah, that's how you tell them, dog. Let their ass know. Get your ass in the back of the line. You don't get a shot at the title. You got to get your ass in line behind the other women. All these other women have been waiting for you to fuck up. They've been waiting for you to give me B game or C game so I can move the fuck on, man. Let's keep going. Let me see here. So, Steve, you say you are all things, so you are all parts of all things. Example, the candle maker. Yes, I am the candle, the flame. I am the wax. I am all things because they come from me. That's what I'm saying. That's when every... I told you everything. You have your hands in every damn department. There's not one department that you don't have your hand in. But that's what I'm saying. Jess, all you ladies, I'm telling y'all ladies, hey, y'all got, hey, just say, hey, tell me to fuck off. Tell me you're deserving. You can find better and go get better. But you're not going to get better after me. You're not going to get better after me. Everything else will be baloney. Because show me a guy that's going to actually show you your core. Show me a guy that's actually going to talk and communicate like I do. Show me a guy, again, the Easter game, the sex-o-ween, all that shit. They're not doing that. They're not doing it. So please, be my guest. Be my guest. It's like you want to leave Nike and go work for Payless shoe stores. And come on, man. You have a fake Michael Jordan in that motherfucking shoe. Let me continue with the show. I'm just fucking with you, Jay. I'm just fucking with you. But I'm saying, I'm serious, but I'm dead ass, though. I'm dead ass to all my guys out there. Because let me tell you that all these, hey, what these women are with guys, surface dwellers, that have no common goals, targets, or objectives to move themselves forward. Not just every minute, every second, every hour. They don't have that shit for themselves every day, for every week, every month, and every year. This is what I keep telling. That's why you guys, I'm telling you, that is why you send them out there. Y'all don't even see the move here. You don't handcuff her. Let her experience weakness, because they will always come the motherfucking back when you're the standard. I'm telling you. I promise you. Let them go. Let them find that sucker. I'm telling you. Don't. Oh, yeah, the fake Jordans and shit. Yeah, they're like Portons or something like that. And instead of being like this, the motherfucker slamming it with two hands and got and in a C shape and his nutsack is dangling or some shit. Come on, man. I get under your skin. I don't know, Z, I don't understand what that means. All Paylesses are closed. All right, well, then I'll say Kmart. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm talking about that raggedy-ass shoe store that has the fake pleather stuff. The fake shit. That's what I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all. I know it's hard to think that you're actually going to lose a woman by letting her go and having her go out with somebody else. You're not losing. Because the thing a loser will do is lose. A thing a loser will do is lose. And she knows it, but because she has pride, she's going to try to prove that she doesn't need you. And as soon as she get with that goofy motherfucker, well, hi. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, how was your day? I mean, you just, guys, all you do is just sit back and wait for her return. But remember, when she comes back, she'll be crawling her ass back. Don't get mad at her. Don't laugh at her. Just know that she going to come her ass back. Right, she going to come back. Remember with Thanos. Thanos said it back. You couldn't live with your own whatever. I think it's just, what did Thanos say? You couldn't live with your own worth, whatever. And then he said, where did that bring you back to me? You remember Thanos said that shit? I forgot the line. If y'all can find it, post it. But believe me, please leave. Please go. Hey. Go find Mr. Right. That's what I keep trying to tell you. If you want Mr. Right, I will help you find Mr. Right. I'm a team player. And I know I sound like a dick, but I'm saying, man, you're not going to tell me what the fuck I should be doing. You're going to follow me, okay? All right? Yeah, there you go. Hey, thank you, B. You couldn't live with your own exact dog. Hey, B, thank you, brother. You see that? Do y'all see? This is, guys, this is game right here. This is game right here. You couldn't live with your own. That's what I keep trying to tell you. When they go fuck with average, guys, this is the beautiful thing about it. They will come the fuck back. Now, remember. Remember, guys. They're going to come back as in. Now, I'm going to show you how they come back. Because you got to be careful. They're not just going to come back. They're going to do it a woman way. So I want you guys to understand what they will do. Now, I mean, there's several things they will do. One way they'll do it is, oops, I accidentally butt-dialed you and start the conversation. Or they're going to say, oh, did you call me? Oh, I missed your call. Or they're going to like a post of yours. They're going to like or put a heart on there or an emoji on your post. Or they're going to send you a sad face or puppy. It's more or less, it's always the face with the tear in the eye because they want to communicate. Or they're going to look at a meme and the meme is going to remind them of you. And they're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to share this with them so we can start the communication back up. So what I'm saying to you guys, these women have ways of crawling their ass back, but they've got pride. So they're just not going to come back. Some will, but they will crawl their ass back. And when they do, because like I said, they will come back, okay? Well, that's what I'm saying. The best way to come back in is, listen, I'm not here to make you feel foolish for coming back. I'll know when you come back when you start the lines of communication. You're going to either send me a signal, either a heart or emoji or something. You'll like a post, or you'll be like, oh, my God, did you just call me? I missed your call. Or, oops, I'm sorry, I actually butt-dialed you. I didn't mean to call you or whatever. They're going to find their way back in. And when they find their way back in, guys, all you got to do is make sure you don't make them feel – you don't belittle them. You don't make them feel stupid. You just keep on pushing because they're coming the fuck back. They're coming – guys, y'all understand this shit. I promise you, they're coming back. The best thing about it of – listen, the worst thing – okay, guys, I want y'all to think about something. Let me show you how cold game is. A lot – think about, as I told you before, the person that is hooked on drugs or an alcoholic, okay? They can go to AAA or AAA or AA. Is it AA mean? Wait, is it 1A or 2? I think it's A mean. AA mean. Okay, I thought it was I said AAA. I'm sorry. So when they go to AA meetings, they get around a bunch of motherfuckers and, hi, my name is Tom. Hi, Tom. Well, I just want to let you know this is my first week. Gee, Tom, you're great. Hey, pat you on the back. Tom, I'm glad you're here, buddy. My name is Mike, and that's John, and that's Tim, and that's Ryan, and we are your support system. And, you know, whenever you feel like you're going to that hedge, just call us because we're your support system. And every week, they will sit around a bunch of other losers. My name is Brad. Hey, Brad. Well, today marks my third or fourth month being sober. Oh, man, you're great. Yeah, all that stupid shit, right? All they're doing is avoiding the inevitable. And the inevitable is I am the one they want to, they're running away from me. Do you think that when she's thinking about running away from me, that she's not thinking about me, meaning I'm renting space in her mind, like I told you, okay? She can run as far as she wants. She can go to the nebula of past the galaxy of to hide on the planet of Lula and still have me on her mind. Because when she does, okay? Hold on, Junior, why do I talk to people beneath me? I'm fucking don't deal with surface dwellers. They're poisonous. How the fuck would I hang out with I don't hang out with surface dwellers. You fucking serious? I'll help them, but I'm not friends with them. Fuck no, man. Anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. She can go to the corner reaches of the world as long as her emotions are there. Her emotions are going to be like, well, you know, today, dear diary. Dear diary, dear diary, today was the first day that I actually had a good day today. I did a manicure and a pedicure, and I knitted, and, you know, I met a great guy. And even if she's not talking about me, it doesn't mean she's not thinking about me, man. Dear diary, today is year 4, and I finally felt that I am free and I am ready to date again. Dear diary, day number 2 of my freedom day. You go, girl, Church of Beyonce, da da. I met a guy online, and he seems like a very interesting guy, okay? He He seems like he's a very interesting guy, and I want to see where this is going to take us. Dear Diary, day number 3. Well, he finally reached out to me. Well, unlike that other person, he's kind of bland, but I will accept him because I am not one to judge a man, but he was kind of bland in how he was talking to me. You know, it didn't make me tingle, but I look forward to seeing where this goes. Smiley face, heart, heart, heart. She'll fill in that motherfucker, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Dear Diary, hold on. Wait a second. Antonio, if you're talking to a woman that talks like this, then get the fuck out of the hood, the ghetto, and stop fucking with ain't shit bitches. If you are a grown man and you're talking to a woman that has this kind of communication, charge her to the game. Charge her to the game. If a woman is talking to you like this, man, you're food. You better leave them ain't shit bitches alone. Anyway, let me get here. Dear Diary, well, week one, he finally got the courage to ask me out to dinner. Oh, my God, you know that other asshole never took me out to dinner, and I love to be treated, and I feel like I'm pampered. Oh, my God, he's asking me where I want to go. He's asking me to choose a restaurant, and you know what? I'm every woman. It's all in me. Anything I want done, baby, I do it naturally. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, because I am value, I deserve to be treated like the queen that I am. So we're going to go to Chez Francois, and he's paying for everything. What a great guy. What a gentleman. I can't wait. Heart, heart, circle, smile, heart, heart. I got to read my fucking, what do they call those things? What do they call those things that people say to themselves all day, that stupid ass shit? It starts with an A. What are those things, guys, that they read? What are those things called, guys? What are those fucking fake ass, stupid ass shit that they read? I think it starts with an A. affirmations. Okay. So, wait, let me show y'all how that shit goes. Okay, Diary, well, let me find my affirmation, and let's see what it says to me today. Okay, you are valuable. You are precious. You are beautiful. Right? So then she fucking goes on the date. Dear Diary, after the date, well, the food was nice, it was romantic, and you know, he's just a little, well, I'll just say, Dear Diary, he's just a little nervous. He's just a little nervous because he's never been around such a beautiful woman before, and I understand why he's so nervous, so I'll give him another chance. I mean, he was so nervous. All he did was just look away. He never looked at me in my eyes. And I really don't know anything about him because we really didn't talk much. But, que sera, que sera. It's our first date. So, I know that things will be different. You see that shit? You see that shit? Things will be different. And all she... Dear Diary, today is a great day, Diary, because when I talked to him today, you won't believe it. He's actually single. Star, star, heart, heart, star, star, star. He doesn't have any women. Oh, my God. Or excuse me, OMG. OMG. Finally, a guy that doesn't have women. A guy that's not an asshole. A guy that, oh, my God, this might be it. This might be the one. He doesn't have anybody. And, oh, my God, I actually can be, oh, my God, affirmation time. Oh, you're so beautiful. Just love yourself. Church of Beyonce. So then, dear diary, you know, we went on our next date. And, you know, my head kind of hurts because when we went out on the date, I tried to lean in for the kiss. And as we leaned in on each other, we kind of bumped heads. Ow, my head hurts. I got a slight headache, but I'll get over it. But it's nothing. It's nothing that we can't change. I mean, these are just little things that just, you know, just a little work. I mean, he's just kind of green, and I understand that, diary. He's just a little green. He's just a little nervous. I get it. He's just a little, but oh my God. Oh my God. I'm not even thinking about him anymore. Oh my God. I think I've got Mr. Right, and he's such a sweet guy. He might not know how to kiss. We might have boring conversations, and he doesn't know what he wants, and he hasn't told me what to do anything yet. But you know what? Our love will be all things, and I will find this guy is perfect for me. Heart, heart, circle, circle, circle. Let me check the lines while I'm telling you this shit. But then, dear diary, he took me to this romantic place, and like, gee, he said that he is just in love with me, and oh, my God, he wants me to be his girl, and it was beautiful. We went to this lake, and he had little pieces of paper boats in the lake, and it was like such a romantic scene, and he professed his feelings for me and said he wanted to be my woman. I finally found Mr. Right. Oh, girl, Oprah, ooh, Beyonce. I finally got the perfect guy. And you know what? I think it's time. It's been 3 months. I think it's time that we have relations. Dear diary, next day. Well, you know, sometimes, you know, life sometimes brings unexpected things. And I understand his nervousness. I mean, he didn't really know how to take my clothes off. He really didn't know how to kiss me right. And, you know, I really wasn't as lubricated, but, you know, girl, I got my KY and everything to lubricate myself, so I don't really care about that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I gave it to him, and, you know, sometimes in the moment, because it was a moment, that he prematurely ejaculated after 2 minutes. And it's okay. It's okay, because I'm not judging him, because I understand his nervousness. He was just so excited. And, I mean, come on, have you met me before? He is very excited, and it, 2 minutes is okay. You know, it was really 2 minutes of connecting with him, and the time doesn't matter because it's not about the size. It's not about what we do. It's just that we are connecting on such a great level. We're growing. We're growing, right? Well, dear diary, you know, it was a little odd today, but, you know, I think he just had a bad day at work because, you know, I told him I was going to the gym, and I noticed his car parked across from the gym, but I mean, sometimes everybody has the same car, so maybe it was just somebody else. But it was just a little odd, though, because I know there was a little dent on the side of his vehicle, but it kind of – well, I know it wasn't him, but, I mean, he said he was busy doing something. And, you know, I just noticed a car that looked just like his that was across the street when I said that I was going to the gym. But it's okay because our love goes beyond all things. Right, guys? Right? Dear Diary. Well, boy, he must have had a really rough week, because when I told him that I was hanging out with my friends, he asked me, why would I hang out with those guys? But I told him they were my guy friends, because I remember he said he's going to accept me for who I am. He's going to accept all my friends, and he's going to treat me and trust me and respect me. But I just think he had a bad day today. Yeah, he had a bad day today, so we'll just chalk it up to a bad day, Diary, because our love is going to be great. Oh, my God, I'm thinking right now about the wedding dress that I'm going to wear. Oh, my God, because he was bringing it up. I mean, he's like, just take the credit card and just, like, get the wedding. I mean, oh, my God, I'm finally going to have a wedding. I'm finally going to have that. I finally get to be Kim Kardashian. Oh, Diary, I finally met my Mr. Right. Right? Y'all see what I'm saying? I'm saying this shit is going to end in, I can't stand that motherfucker. He can't fuck. And I'm starting to get sick of his shit, because I'm going to speed this up. I'm getting sick. Dear Diary, I don't know. I don't know about this. I mean, he's like everything I've always wanted. He's there for me. He's sweet. He's kind. He's understanding. He's thoughtful. He's friendly. He just gives me whatever I want. And even though, you know, 2 minutes is good. It's 2 minutes of thunder. I'm just justifying the 2 minutes or the 3 minutes. I mean, yes, I got to make myself come. And yes, I got to fake a few orgasms, but that doesn't matter. That's trivial, because our love supersedes my orgasms. But I don't understand why he's just following me around, and why does he? You see what I'm saying, guys? Y'all see what I'm saying? And at the end of this shit, Dear Diary, I just went to the police station and put a restraining order. I told him it's not going to work out, and I wanted to be friends. And after he started crying and everything, I thought he understood, because I understand he cried because I know his love for me is so great, but his tears turned into anger and started telling me that I'm his and that I can't go nowhere. And I don't know where this is coming from. I never understood it. Why would he talk to me this way? I'm telling you guys, watch that shit, man. Watch that shit, dude. I'm telling you, man, that shit gonna go down like that, lady. I'm sorry, ladies. Jay says, how do you know if I should take this job offer? Should I put in a hard route instead? The money, JR, please don't ask, dude. If you do this again, I'm gonna ban you from this. This is the second time you did this, sir. And I ask you nicely, don't ask me no fucking questions like that, please. If you do it again, I'm going to ban you. I'm not your fucking father. Go to your dad and ask him, dude. Ask your fucking father. I'm not your dad. No, I'm not. I don't read the diaries. I'm just saying that what you understand about a whore like me is that, again, I tell you, listen, after we get done fucking, we can talk. And I am a great listener. We can sit in the bed naked, and you can tell me all the bad shit that you're dealing with. And, look, I am not listening to fix. I listen to understand. Yes. I will. Yeah. Oh, really? Wow. Whoa. Really? Are you serious? Even the facial expression. I'll even throw the facial expressions in. So, After we get done fucking, we can talk about whatever ails you and whatever upsets you. I am here to talk. My shoulder is yours. My shoulder is yours. And after we get done fucking, you can just tell me how frustrated you are. And I will do everything in my power to keep your relationship afloat, because that's what great guys like me do. I'm serious. Y'all think I'm fucking playing with y'all. But that's what great guys do. I will be an ear. We can discuss this. I mean, sometimes I know you're stressed. If you want to suck on the dick a little bit, go ahead, and I'll let you breathe, and you can look, and we can talk about whatever's bothering you. And I will listen to understand. I will not fix the problem. You have my word. I will not judge a situation. I understand what you're going through, and I get it. So just finish what you're doing, and we'll work on this. You see what I'm saying? I got this. I got this, man. I am that dude. Let's see. Jack Ryan asks, are you going to be on the air in an hour? You told me to call yesterday, but I came for – well, Jack, you can call in right now if you want to. If you're asking me a question, you can call in. Jack, the lines are going to be down. You have, Jack, 9 minutes, so you call in 9 minutes or don't call in at all. I don't know what to tell you. What I don't understand about you, if you have time to type this message, you got time to pick up the phone and call. So I don't even know what the fuck you're calling for, but don't call. Listen, I don't beg. Again, I'm a man. Whether you call or not, I don't care. It's up to you. But if you can't call now, it is late at night. You ain't at work. So you can easily pick up the phone, but it's your call. Okay, it's your call. I'm not here to trip on that shit. Okay, grab your phone and dial it. I don't care if you're on a bus or the subway. You can talk unless you're scared of what you're saying or you're worried about being judged. Just pick up your phone and talk. You know, when you get on the phone, you got earbuds. So you can dial the number and you can ask your question or say whatever you want to say. Who gives a fuck who you're around? And that's part of your problem. You're worried about what people think about you. Why do you give a fuck? So you can call on your bus. It's very easy, pretty easy to do, okay? It's up to you. It's your call. But using the bus as an excuse is a damn shame. It's a shame. But anyway, as I said before, guys, this is the beautiful thing about game, okay? This is the beautiful thing about game. The beautiful thing about game is that I don't want y'all to think, let me check the lines. I don't want y'all guys to think that I'm not mean. I'm a very understanding guy. And if a woman wants to end things and she wants to find better things, guys, be her cheerleader. She's going through an emotional, she's trying to get you out of her system. But once you're in, she ain't getting you out. So that shit ain't gonna ever happen. But good news is you cheer her on. And you let her know, hey, go find that guy, all right? Hey, wait. Oh, what is this, ladies? What do you mean? Don't let one... Baby, the bushel is just rotten. What you talking about? One bad apple spoiled the bunch. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Jessica, I just love how you women try to lie to these other women about go out there. If you know, Mr. Wright is, hey, go ahead and say that Oprah shit all you want. I'm fine with it. I just thought it was comical. I read that shit. I was like, what? What? Hey, Peaches, you go out there and you will find him one day. One day, if you either pray hard enough or whatever you do, the fairy stork is going to drop that guy at your doorstep. I'll be bringing 415. All right, 415, what's up, man? How can I help you?
What's up, Coach?
What's up, Coach? Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine, sir. So what's up?
So I got coaching from you yesterday, and you told me to call in and let you know how the situation went.
So what situation is it?
So I was at a at a party, and I was putting in my bid with a friend of my sister.
Yeah, I remember the party. Yeah, okay, I remember it. Hey, how did it go? How did it go?
I mean, it was cool. Like, she took my number, but she said that she's seen someone. So it's not – I was wondering, like, if it –
All right, remember, big dog, listen.
This is
what I always tell you guys. He who hesitates masturbates. See?
Yeah.
There was a time she didn't have a boyfriend. And because you waited for the right time, don't think women are going to sit and wait for Mr. Right to come along. They're going to find a boyfriend. So all you got to do is when she decides to change her mind, she has your number. But this is a lesson for you. When you first saw that ass and you wanted to bite her neck and take her up the tree, you should have went after that woman instead of sitting around listening to your family and all the other super shit you did, big dog. But see, your family, see, that's what I'm saying. That's why you got your family self-sabotage you. Because maybe she was single at that time, and maybe she was free to see what would go and happen between the two of you. But I don't understand why y'all wait. Remember, he who waits masturbates. Why the fuck are you waiting? But listen, I'm glad you talked to her. I'm proud of you, but I am a little upset because I wish you would have done it when the moment was right. You don't wait.
Likewise.
No, listen, there is no such thing as a right moment because we don't know her situation. Okay. Listen to this shit. All right. So, do you have any other questions, buddy?
Yeah, one more thing about the film room.
Yes.
So, I mean, I feel like when I'm in the film room, I'm like a quarterback that I'm like, oh, shit, like I had all these open receivers, you know, and then it's just in the moment, the game is just so sped up, and then in the film room, I see things, but I, you know, like how
once you get used to the field, the game slows down. Everything's fast right now. Once you get on that field as a rookie, everything's going fast. But as you start learning the system, things will slow down, okay?
All right, Coach. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Good luck, but that's okay. At least you did it. Be proud of you. I'm proud of you. Good job. It was just a little too late, okay?
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. No doubt. Respect, man. We'll throw you back in. But wait, ladies, this is what I love, dog. I love when women give words of affirmations and feel good. I think that's awesome. At least watch a man in mindset. I can at least pick the ripest of the out. I'm saying that, ladies, at least you're seeing what real men are like. Versus those guys that lie to you and sniff your panties behind your back type shit. So you're welcome. You're welcome, ladies. We're doing you a great service here. We're doing y'all a great service. But let me check the line. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. But guys, again, we'll do a few more minutes and shit. We got you. But if y'all got questions to ask, but I'm just saying to y'all guys out there, y'all have to make demands. Let her go. Let her go. I promise you, when she realizes that you're letting her go, oh, man, you win, dog. You win. You win as a man. It's a beautiful thing about the game. Okay? So if y'all got questions, go ahead and ask. We did a good show today. We got so much to cover on the other stuff today, but... I'm just saying, hold on, what they say? What she say? When they can kiss you, when they can kiss you, we have never even met them. Oh, yeah, they it's powerful, man. The men are strong as shit. Why do guys, wait a second. Okay, wait, Jessica, let me help you here. I want you to think about your question. And then I want you to think about the motherfucker that's doing with it, the question you're asking. Women give silent treatment. What? Why do y'all women be with these losers? A man that, what is he doing? You're dealing with a guy that's giving you the silent treatment. I was laughing at you, Jessica. But Jessica, a man doesn't give you silent treatment, girl. All right? He doesn't, okay? If he didn't respond, he's in his fucking feelings, man. I keep telling y'all, man, y'all gotta learn the difference between a sucker and a man, dog. If you sending these messages, man, don't be triple texting a motherfucker. But the guy's a loser. You can't make a winner out of a loser. Doesn't work that way. But guys, we will continue more of this maybe Sunday night or Monday on the creating what y'all created. We gave y'all a lot of information and stuff like that, man. And I'm sorry, y'all, like I say, ladies, it's, look, I'm sorry you got to deal with what you got to do, but this is what y'all get, man. No, Carl, I'm sure he's giving her the silent treatment because he's going to show her who's boss by being quiet, man. The fuck out of here with that weak ass shit. So I'm just saying, guys, y'all got to be careful. But also, guys, I mean, I'm sorry that you're hearing that, man. Y'all got to stop that shit. But also, guys, make sure when y'all have the time and when y'all have the chance, make sure you guys think about the one place I always tell you about is the graveyard. Always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, okay? And if y'all need me, get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave a name and number. We got you covered, okay? But as I said before, guys, I think we're gonna have to do more of a show on when she walks away, what do you do? Because y'all got that shit all fucked up. When I start to ask myself the questions for my own answers, or do you recommend getting answers from the men? No, the mentors are there to guide you on your answer, but you must come up with your own answer yourself. See, this is what being a man is about, coming up with your own thought and your own answer, okay? But anyway, guys, I appreciate y'all, guys. Get at me, the man mindset. This is the man. Hey, guys, we got a show at 12 noon, The Real Game, No Theory, tomorrow, 12 noon, okay? So make sure y'all be there. I think we'll be seven strong, probably first time. I think everybody's going to show up, I think. So we should be seven strong tomorrow. So make sure y'all guys check that out. Get at me if you need me. Other than that, y'all have a good night. And because I got to work on some music. I got to finish working on my music. So I'll get back at y'all later, man. Peace.
Canada. Supermarket,
yeah.
And it was nothing but goofballs. Me, you,
yeah.
You worked at the Safeway, and Safeway, you. How did you get a gig like that? You got to know somebody to get in the Safeway.
Somebody to get those golden handcuffs on. So yeah, we got in there, and mostly it was like, you know, 4 hours of really hard work. Before the night, 4 hours of blood daily, I could whip a dragon through all the way down to the line and get a deep piercing right in the
nose. Either 12 p.m. or 4 p.m. Please contact me on my cell at 202-560-1580. Otherwise,
and as a defense mechanism in that group, there was a lot of rough and tumble and insults and broken bones and stitches. And your father was a cop, is that right?
He started as a cop. And
the
then
subscriber you have dialed is not in service.
He worked at a food brokerage company.
So your dad was tough around the house?
He was present. He worked really hard. He was very tough. Very, very tough on us. Wait, not. I don't want to paint my father as a monster because as I've gotten older, I realize those are stories that I tell myself to sort of justify different moments in my life. You know, I get how challenging it was for him to raise four boys in a, you know, on a single income. You know, we didn't have much. We would wreck the house. We would do, you know, I see sort of both sides of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I've grown up and I have my own kids now, I kind of see things a little bit differently.
Your father no longer with us?
No, he died about 5 years ago. 6 years ago.
Tell me about your mom.
God, I love this card. Is this a sale? Oh, New York. No, you're just keeping in New York. You're failing you to reach the Montana. That's where you
live.
Perfect. Hello. Look at these gorgeous wildflowers I got at the farmer's market. They are the tables and the centerpieces.
Cute.
Look at these. Aren't they gorgeous? I'm never Kenzie's favorite roses. You guys know? That quote on the tent, really reasonable.
Okay.
What's that? Because of the Marty is here. Lou, Marty's two exhaustion burgers with this one. She's experiencing a disaster. 100 gas filling. I'm glad you have everything.
Kind of shenanigans I got off the table. My accomplice. You know, it's lots of horrifying things. And then, yeah, the mission.
And what kind of horrifying thing? I mean, was anybody ever arrested? That's where I start.
Well, yeah. Yeah, there was some arrest, I think. There was two, actually. They weren't serious. It was just more like timeout.
Is that the way they do it in Canada?
Well, yeah, because it was mostly fighting. You get out on that lawn, and it was just like an old, good old-fashioned bare-knuckle brawl.
Would describe your upbringing as happy as a child?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there were times of real darkness, but I think I found those slivers of light. I think my brothers did too. I think we had each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember even in our rebellious moments, I wanted to get an earring. I thought that would be a good idea. You know, things that you were 12 years old.
What was your earring?
I don't know. Ram or six. And my brothers just were really kind of
I hope you're expecting active company.
Oh, we have got very good company here. We're not hiding that. So,
you
think that
was true.
Blake, the full disclosure, really showed me how to do all this.
Who runs the show here?
Blake runs the show. I would kind of really phone things in if you're looking for
her. No, let's just say, and I know this has happened, she would say, I think I'm going to go visit my family for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You have some time. Anxiety setting?
I would.
I would like to start with the air. Thank you. Yeah. You're going to change my life. this year.
Thank you.
Oh my God!
No.
I'll be here tomorrow. I might be here for lunch.
Okay. Hope you enjoy this.
Hope so too. Love you. Come on.
All right, buddy.